How about a small one of these, a smaller container to put inside the shopping bag? What would you call that?
Can't.
I mean, it's just not one without handles, in other words. If it has handles on it, it's a shopping
bag.
Yeah,
to reinforce a shopping bag.
No, just one of these that you get. If you're not getting enough for a shopping bag, let's just say you buy a dozen.
Oh, just a bag, you mean? Yeah. A bag, yeah.
And how about one that dry cleaning is returned in? What would you call that? One of these things. Long
plastic thing. Plastic bag.
Right.
Yeah.
How about one made of cloth? For instance, the kind of coal or pieces of or kindling wood used to come in. Made of a rough cloth.
Oh yes. Were they sacks or something like that?
Right.
Sacks, I think.
How about that similar thing that's attached to an electric sweeper? What do you call an electric sweeper, by the way, anyway?
Oddly enough, the term doesn't come to me right now.
Okay. That's okay. That's plenty here. I'm getting most everything from you. I have more than enough to describe your speech. We don't need everything. How about a...
we call it a vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Is that that's what you mean, isn't it? Yeah.
And how about, the ones you've seen, do they have like bags or sacks attached to them? To catch the dirt?
Yes, they do.
Well, do you have a name for that? Any kind of a... I just wondered if there's a name for that.
I don't know of the name.
Okay.
No.
How about a big bag or sack made out of this very rough material? You call it a burlap bag or a burlap sack? Or a gunny bag or a gunny sack? You know either of those terms?
I've heard the term gunny sack means a large, rough bag, like you would have, for example, 100 pounds of potatoes in and so forth. Yeah.
I used to ask that, but then people call them potato bags or sacks, or if I get them cold, they'd always say coal bags or coal sacks.
No, I've seen, but heard them called gunny sacks, yeah.
Okay, how about a large, one of these large things for... Flour used to come in, and crackers used to come in, too. They used to have them in stores. And beer comes in it, in a big one.
No.
All right. Well,
you mean a bin?
No. Roll out the what? The song. Roll
you
out.
Mean the barrel?
Yeah.
Barrels? Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
How about a small one? A large one's a barrel. What's a small one called? Nails come in these, too.
Kegs. Yeah.
Now, how about a thing that you keep dirty clothes in the house? You throw all your dirty clothes in these. You might have them, you might not, whatever you call it.
You mean a hamper?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you describe it? Do you visualize it? A hamper, what does it look like?
Well, it's a kind of tall, rectangular-shaped container with for just what you're talking about.
How tall would you say? Just roughly, about this height?
Yeah, I'd say about
3 feet.
3 feet.
With a top on it?
Some people have tops on them. I don't.
Right.
We don't.
Now, how about one that...